Welcome back to the Hot Tippett's Daily Pick Show here for Sunday, February 4th. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Got a couple of teams I want to take a look at here on today's slate, so we'll jump into both of those here in a second. Before we do, though, looking back to Saturday's card, at the moment, not looking great, 2-4 overall, minus 4 units, but do still have a few games left there, so we'll see how those ones finish up. As always, check the YouTube community tab or the link down below to the website to see the full results for those ones. And if you haven't already joined the Discord server, click the link down in the description, join over there, take advantage of all of those benefits. The exclusive place to see my recommended unit size for all of my picks. And of course, we got the chat and everything else going on over there. So if you haven't already signed up, just click the link down below, join. It's absolutely 100% free to join. And I thank you guys so much. Let's jump into today's show. Now we start today's show out in the Horizon League as Youngstown State takes on Purdue Fort Wayne. And if you've watched this show at all this season, you know I love this Purdue Fort Wayne team. They're 151st overall in the Hot Tippett Power Ranking. Youngstown State, the 168th overall team. And while Purdue Fort Wayne hasn't necessarily fared the best since the turnover year of the year, only have one win in that time, they do still have five conference wins on the season. Granted, the 4-0 start does help them out there and definitely beat some of the worser off teams, lesser off teams here in the conference this season, but some decent wins nonetheless. And I do still like what I've seen out of this squad. Offensively, it's hard to deny how well Purdue Fort Wayne has shot the basketball this season, especially from the perimeter. They're hitting 35.7% from three this season. And while they do come into this game following the loss to Milwaukee on Thursday night, I still like what I've seen out of them, and I still think they're a strong team, and I think they can get this thing going back in the right direction as far as Horizon League play is concerned. But Youngstown State is certainly not an easy opponent. They have looked very, very strong through conference play. They're 9-3 overall, and while they haven't shot the ball as well, they're still a strong shooting team, hitting 33.6% from beyond the arc. But the Muddle has loved this Purdue Fort Wayne team all season long and loves them at home once again in this game. A 5.54 favorite for them coming into this game. Books not giving them near as much credit, a 4-point underdog coming into this one, making it a 21.47% edge towards Purdue Fort Wayne in this game. And we've obviously bet on this Purdue Fort Wayne team quite a bit this season. It hasn't worked out for us the best here as of late. Like I said, only one win in the calendar year, but the Mastodons have looked like a strong team. If they can get things going back in the right direction and figure some out of their shortcomings out, really just get up and down the court, run in transition, and shoot the three as well as they did early in the season, it's a Purdue Fort Wayne team that I think can find some more success, and I think they do at home in this game, taking them +4 here against Youngstown State. And we head out west for the other game on today's card. Stanford takes on Arizona. Overall, Stanford hasn't been a terrible team this season. 25th offensively, although Arizona, obviously very good. 4th overall coming into this game. And obviously, Arizona remains one of the top teams in the country. But that doesn't mean they haven't had some struggles this season. Their defense definitely has not showed up at times, and they lost to the Stanford team on the road in the first meeting. Really a beatdown from Stanford in that game, an 18-point victory for them in that one. Maybe a little bit of a revenge spot, certainly, for Arizona back at home here in this spot. But as far as Stanford is concerned, got a pretty good win over Arizona State on Thursday night. Obviously, Arizona State losing to Cal yesterday. We were on Arizona State in that game. Certainly not the greatest of teams in the world, but nonetheless, it's a Stanford team that, beat this Arizona team once, beat Utah as well. A couple of decent wins for them on the season, and they've shot the ball extremely well. A 38.9 three-point percentage for them on the year. Obviously, Arizona's a good shooting team as well, but it's actually a little bit below where Stanford is at in that category, only hitting 36.7% from beyond the arc. Now, obviously, Stanford isn't as great on the defensive end of the court, but this is a pretty big spread for how well they can shoot the basketball. As far as the model goes for this one, does still love the Wildcats in Tucson, a 10.96 favorite for them coming into this game. But the books have it at 17.5, haven't moved off that number from the open. A 13.97% edge towards Stanford coming into this game. And Stanford has just shown up in a lot of these Pac-12 spots. I mean, they're 6-4 in conference play. And like I said, have the win over Arizona earlier in the season. Obviously, in Tucson, it's a different story. Arizona has looked very good at home this season, but 17.5 is just too many points in this game. Give me Stanford plus the points here against Arizona.